Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is January 7th, 2018. In this report, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. As I said last week in the December 31st report, the beginning of January has a bunch of intense planetary combinations indicating that there would be significant events, and it didn't take long for that prediction to start manifesting. Early last week, excerpts from gossip columnist Michael Wolff's forthcoming book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump Administration, published in various magazines, set the internet and cable news channels ablaze with juicy details of what was reportedly going on in the West Wing during the first months of Trumpland, written by someone who was actually authorized to be there on the premises. This was followed by the book itself, which became available on Friday. Up in the zodiac, Mercury, planet of information and media, was still in Scorpio, the sign of secrets and investigations. Interesting, too, Mercury's position at the end of last week lined up in Trump's astrology chart with his natal moon, sun, and Rahu Ketu axis, indicating a rather important Mercury-type event was taking place for the president. It was Steve Bannon's comments that earned the lion's share of the hubbub on cable and online, but there's a treasure trove of important tidbits in Michael Wolff's reporting that paint a picture of a White House desperate to look good to the public, despite a rather crazy, chaotic situation in the West Wing's inner sanctum, led by a president who is an impulsive, temperamental, post-literate, doddering buffoon. Trump's chart shows that his Achilles heel is his karma of being betrayed by his advisors. That's Saturn, representing the sixth house of enemies, conjunct Venus, significator of advisors, in his 12th house of loss. This is especially important because Leo, the sign of the king, Mr. Trump's rising sign, is dependent on getting advice, and even more so due to Trump's natal moon being in Scorpio, the sign that gains power through alliances. Emphasizing this point in the general observation that one of the most damning allegations from Wolff's book is that 100% of his staff say he acts like a child. Not something advisors should say of their boss. But the key point here is whether or not Wolff's book and the resulting media fest will produce a knockout blow for Mr. Trump. According to his chart and the current transiting positions of the negative planets, there isn't anything at this time that shows a major problem for him. In other words, he continues on as before, at least for now. So, Fire and Fury, in one respect, is just a welcome diversion from the real problem for Mr. Trump. What's gonna develop next in Special Counsel Mueller's Russia collusion investigation? There will be more on that coming soon. Venus entered Sagittarius on Wednesday, December 20th. Venus is the planet of guidance, and therefore advice and advisors. Sagittarius is the sign of beliefs and personal truth, therefore ideology. Generally, this combination promotes advice based on beliefs. Venus is also the planet of sociability, and Sagittarius is gregarious. So long as there aren't big differences in beliefs, this combination can be good for community relations. As soon as Venus entered Sagittarius, its energy combined with Saturn. This puts the planet of guidance and agreements together with the reality check planet. Meanwhile, Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, is no longer retrograde as of December 22nd, and therefore more likely to think rationally. As of Saturday, January 6th, Mercury moved into Sagittarius, where it joined up with Venus and Saturn. Meanwhile, Mars, planet of action, is combined with Jupiter, planet of optimism and opportunity. So, last week, South Korea proposed high-level talks with North Korea after the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, called for negotiations to ease military tensions and to discuss his country's participation in the Winter Olympics, which will be hosted by the South next month. Analysts say the comments represent a canny new strategy to initiate direct talks with South Korea in the hope of driving a wedge into its seven-decade alliance with the United States. So, what's going on in the USA chart? Mercury, planet of communications and making decisions, just entered Sagittarius, the USA ascendant. There, it joins Saturn, the reality check planet. And there's Venus as well, the planet of compromise and agreement. Note that all of these planets are opposite to, in other words, aspecting, the USA seventh house, the house of partner countries and direct enemies. Sounds like the U.S. is going to have to come to terms with the reality of an agreement between North and South Korea. Jupiter is the planet of truth and justice. Mars is the planet of action and force. The two planets have been getting closer and closer together in Libra, the sign of balance, fairness, and social idealism, ever since Mars entered Libra at the end of November. Both planets were exactly conjunct on January 6th. In Iran, after a week of the largest demonstrations in the country since 2009, the protests entered a second week, with dozens killed and hundreds arrested. The protesters are voicing discontent with the pace of political and economic change. Even though many sanctions against Iran have been lifted by the West, the circumstances for the working class have not improved. Unemployment for the youth is said to be near 40%. Jupiter is the planet of law. Mars is violence. In an ominous turn of events in Tehran, the head of Iran's Revolutionary Court warned last Tuesday that arrested protesters could face the death penalty when their cases come to trial. Going back in time a bit, Mercury's retrograde period ended on Friday, December 22nd, and on that very day, the Republicans' tax reform bill was signed into law by Donald Trump. The signing ceremony took place at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here's the chart of the signing. There's Mercury retrograde right at the top of the chart. Generally speaking, it's not a good idea to sign something important when Mercury is retrograde. The birth chart of the new entity will forever have retrograde Mercury, causing all sorts of problems and misunderstandings. And note that Neptune, the planet of illusions and deception, is in near exact conjunction with the chart's ascendant degree. Venus is the planet of finance, and it is in Sagittarius, the sign of ideology, and only 4 degrees from conjunction with Saturn, the planet of harsh realities and suffering, indicating financial suffering for someone. But this is in the 11th house of gains, thus also indicating something realistic to be gained by someone from this legislation. Saturn also represents the established order. Jupiter, planet of optimism, is together with Mars, planet of haste, resulting in overconfidence. Jupiter is also the planet of truth. Mars is the planet of conflict. Libra is the sign of balance. Thus, things are out of balance. And this is happening in the ninth house of laws. Also, Libra is ruled by Venus, which, by being in Jupiter's sign Sagittarius, sets up a Parivartana Yoga, a combination that creates a strong connection between the planet of finance and the planet of faith and belief. Problem is, Saturn is involved in the combination as well, indicating a long-range problem with the whole mess. And now, before ending, one more thing. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. So, if you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.